Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So in last week's podcast, I talked about a couple of different things. Marla Tabaka, who's going to be a guest on this week's podcast, talked about, do you have a word that you use to kind of like theme your year? So what would be your word for 2021? You can pick and choose a word that you think exemplifies what you want to be or how you want the year to be. I chose the word signify. Now, signify means to be an indication of, to be a symbol of, or to be of importance. So to kind of help me visualize this concept, I think of it as a lighthouse. A lighthouse sits out on a cove so you don't crash your ship into the rocks. And that's what I want to be this year. I want to be somebody who helps people run their businesses better. I want to be very intentional about it. And during last week's interview with Mark S.A. Smith, I mentioned that on the podcast. And he brought up, he says, you've gone from bacon to beacon. I said, yeah, that's exactly right. And if you haven't listened to that episode, episode 631, you need to go check it out. It's got some amazing content in there. Now, BACON stands for Building Authentic Connections Online Networking. Beacon just adds an E to bacon. I haven't come up with an acronym for that. But I want to be intentional about being a beacon this year for my tribe, for the people that I know, for my clients. So I want to help you learn how to do that as well. How to light up your business in 2021. Maybe go from bacon to beacon. So let me define those three things. So let's start off with be an indication of. I am going to internalize that as taking intentional action. To be a symbol of. I'm going to internalize that as lead by example. And be of importance. I'm going to internalize that as provide more value. So let me provide some examples of how I intend to do this, and this may be some tools that you could use to do the same. Nothing says you have to have the same word. But I want you to kind of consider some of the things that I'm presenting. One of the things that I want to do to take intentional action is to be more engaged with people, to build better relationships. So what I'm doing is I'm using my 10-10-10 strategy to talk to 10 people a day. And if I do that every single workday, I can reach out to over 200 people a month. The thing I want to do is identify those 200 people. They could be current customers, past customers, prospects, vendors. It doesn't matter. But I want to reach out to those people and say, hey, how are you doing and how can I help you? Another thing I'm doing to be more intentional is to make my mailing list and my email marketing better. Now, when I say marketing, I'm talking about having an email list that's engaged to create conversations. I have a list in one program that has almost 5,000 people in it, and very, very few people open this up. I've been collecting these names over years. So what I'm doing is I went in and found the people that were opening up the emails and I'm bringing them into a new program. It's called Active Campaign. I don't have time to talk about the specifics of that right now, but it will give me the ability to better interact with those people. And people generally will leave your email list when they want to unsubscribe, but by not opening, it's the same kind of thing. I don't want to send out emails to a bunch of people who don't want to have a conversation. So taking control of my email and that program is going to help me become more intentional with people. Finally, I'm going to work harder at improving the quality of the content that I deliver to you and to them. I want to make sure that I'm upping my game this year, that my podcasts are more solid, that my blogs are more solid, that the things I'm doing has more value. The second piece of this is I want to follow by design and lead by example. What I mean by that is I am going to optimize the time I spend in networking groups. I belong to a lot of different networking groups, and I meet a lot of people there. But the thing is that I can't provide them value because they're not my ideal customers. Yes, I can teach them some things, but I want to identify groups that have more alignment with what I'm doing in my business so I can help them grow their business. So one of the things I want to do is I want to join some more masterminds this year. I want to start to hang around with people that are going to help me grow my business so I can help other people grow theirs. One of the things you hear all the time, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're probably in the wrong room. So I need to make sure I get into the right rooms. The other thing I want to do is learn more about winning business models, especially in this time of upheaval in business. Obviously, the first quarter, second quarter is still going to be rough. Hopefully by the third or fourth quarter, we'll get back to some normalcy, but still, there's so much to learn. The other thing I want to do is create more masterminds, create more opportunities to talk to more people to help them learn from what I've learned. Last year was an amazing success, and I've learned so much, and I have so much to share. So I want to find people like you who want to learn how to do some of the things I've been doing for themselves, or maybe even help you find people to help you do it, just like I hired 2 VAs to help me update my email marketing program. The last piece of this is to provide more value. Now, you've heard the adage that time is money, but my time is valuable, but so is the time of my clients. If somebody runs a $1 million business, their time is worth $500 an hour. So how do I increase the value of my time and what I get paid for it? And how do I use that to increase the value that I provide for my clients and my audiences? I want to help people identify their value and help them achieve more profitable ways of doing business. This could be through tools, technologies, or getting somebody else to do it, just like I hired those VAs. And then finally, I want to continue to learn, to execute, to optimize, and to adapt, and then teach other people all of the things I've learned through the process. I do that on myself all the time. I am my own petri dish with ActiveCampaign, and then I could take that and help my other clients learn to utilize it better. So this year's word is signify. I want to signify the ability to help people not to crash into the rocks of business. So if you'd like some help with your business, do me a favor and send me an email to askbrian@b2b-im.com. And I will get in touch with you and let you know about new mastermind opportunities that will be coming up in the coming year. There's so much to learn, and I think we can learn and grow together.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.